The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how mindfulness helps to reduce depression and fatigue in MS patients. Among people with multiple sclerosis, trait mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment in a purposeful and non-judgmental manner, is associated with reduced depression, which also leads to a decrease in fatigue, a small study reports. The study involved 69 relapsing remitting MS patients from an outpatient clinic in Germany who were evaluated using self-assessment tools following mindfulness-based interventions. The results suggest that mindfulness might be particularly relevant to counteract depression in MS, which in turn can reduce fatigue, the investigators wrote. The team noted that it remained to be studied whether such practices would help patients who primarily experience fatigue without symptoms of depression. Further research on the feasibility and effectiveness of treatment approaches for ameliorating fatigue in the absence of depressive symptoms is warranted, they wrote. The study, Trait Mindfulness, is primarily associated with depression and not with fatigue in multiple sclerosis. Implications for mindfulness-based interventions was published in BMC Neurology. Depression and fatigue are common in people with MS. While fatigue results from MS-related chronic inflammation and neuronal damage, depression is caused by psychological and social factors that may not be directly related to multiple sclerosis. Both depression and fatigue may be managed through mindfulness-based interventions, which are designed to boost mental well-being by purposefully staying present in the moment and acknowledging one's feelings in an honest but non-judgmental way. Trait mindfulness is defined as a permanent state of paying attention to the present moment in all aspects of life. Hypothesizing that depression mediates the association between mindfulness and fatigue, a team of German researchers now explored the relationship between trait mindfulness, depression, and fatigue in MS patients. A total of 69 patients were recruited from an outpatient clinic in Beirut, near the country's eastern border, and evaluated using three self-assessment tools. These were the Center for Epidemiological Studies Depression Scale, the Wurzburger Fatigue Inventory for Multiple Sclerosis, and the German short version of the Freiburg Mindfulness Inventory. Among the participants, the mean age was 40, and the mean time since diagnosis was 7 years. At the study's start, the median expanded disability status scale level was 2, reflecting minimal disability, and 85% of patients were taking disease-modifying therapies. The results showed the greater use and acceptance of trait mindfulness by patients were moderately associated with reduced depressive symptoms and weakly associated with reduced physical and cognitive fatigue. The results of the current study are generally compatible with the hypothesis that trait mindfulness may alleviate suffering from fatigue by decreasing depressive symptoms. An analysis of the mechanism driving the association between mindfulness and cognitive fatigue indicated that depression functions as a significant mediator of that relationship. What that means is that mindfulness does not appear to be directly reducing fatigue. Instead, it only does so indirectly through the reduction of symptoms of depression. It may be suggested that the central target of mindfulness-based interventions should be the reduction of depressive symptoms and not fatigue per se. Trait mindfulness may reduce depression, which in turn might help to effectively cope with the psychological stress caused by fatigue. The study may have been limited, according to the researchers, by its observational nature, the lack of an objective pain assessment, the inclusion of patients with relatively mild MS symptoms, and the assumptions that other psychological and social factors are not directly contributors to fatigue and depression in MS patients.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my column, Disabled to Enabled. Can hypnotherapy help me find myself again? Recently, I've been struggling through an MS flare. I've been numb, mostly from the neck down, which is reminiscent of my first relapse 8 years ago. Numb and slightly weak hands make it extremely difficult to draw. This is all happening just as I had planned to head into a new career in illustration. The result is that it knocked my emotions off kilter. A friend suggested I try hypnotherapy. I'd never heard of that before. My anxiety was out of control each day, and I'd have moments where the slightest thing would trigger a downward mental spiral, ending in tears. I would cry over nothing at any given moment. I felt so raw, upset, and exposed. Once again, 8 years in, the career that I want feels out of reach. How can I commit to a career in illustration if my hands can't draw? These are the same questions that I had 8 years ago. When I received my MS diagnosis, I had just left university and woke up one morning numb on my left side. It prompted feelings of uncertainty, worry, and panic, emotions that came flooding back now. Okay, I'll give this hypnotherapist a go if you think that it will help, I told my friend. The hypnotherapist's website advertised a free consultation for new clients, and it required me to fill in a form. A box on the form asked, in one or two words, what would you like help with? Oh boy, I thought. It must have taken me an hour to decide which two words to write. I felt like I had a gazillion things that I needed help with, and nothing felt right in my life at that moment. How could I just pick one or two words? In the end, I tentatively wrote down anxiety. I hope I'm able to speak and I don't just cry, I thought. Worry rattled around in my brain as I pushed the button to book the appointment. The free consultation was a telephone call. A telephone call. I can't remember the last time I spoke to someone on the telephone in these days of Zoom and Messenger and WhatsApp. The thought of talking on the phone when I couldn't see the person on the other end filled me with a ton of fear and anxiety. Be fearless, Jess. It's just a phone call so we can figure out if he can fix you. You can do this, I told myself. I was scared and my motivational pep talk was admittedly failing to keep me positive. On the first day of the call, the first thing he asked me was, tell me where you're at. And my fear came true. I burst into tears. Where do I even begin? I told him everything. The career that I can't seem to access because of my unpredictable body. The fact that I feel lost of what to do with my life. Not knowing how I would make a living. There were just so many things. He didn't seem to know much about MS, so I gave him an introductory education. I wondered if this would affect things. I cried a lot during that call. And he respectfully repeated, it's okay, take your time. He must have this happen to him a lot, right? I've seen other therapists while mentally struggling over different issues when I was younger. But I'd never seen a hypnotherapist before. I wondered if I could even be hypnotized. We've booked our first hypnotherapy session and I'm both interested and terrified of what will happen. Opening up to someone that you barely know and telling them your deepest thoughts, it's kind of weird, right?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.